Why are my horses and animals fighting? Hi, it's Tricia here. Have you added a new horse or pet to your herd or household recently? Is the fur flying? I often get asked to help people whose animals aren't getting along. Sometimes they've never got along and the owner is at their wits' end. And sometimes it's because a new horse or pet has been added to the mix. Whether they're the same species or not, and whether they're in your home or out in the paddock, animals that are fighting with or avoiding each other adds one more stress to our lives that we could do without. So why does it happen? Here's what I find. First reason is that the existing pet wasn't told a new family member was coming. You might think that surely they'd be grateful for the company, but they might be quite happy having all of your attention to themselves. Second reason is if you're attempting to replace or fill the gap left by a pet that has passed on. It's possible that the remaining animals are still grieving and not ready to get to know someone new. The third reason is the new animal is getting all the attention. If you've got a foal or you've added a cute puppy or kitten to the mix, not only does the cuteness factor grab all your focus, but they also require a lot of supervision and training. Your existing animals might be jealous or sad. They might feel angry, resentful, passed over, or not good enough. And they might start playing up as a way to get your attention back on them. And the fourth reason is that your old pet can't keep up with the new one. Your existing dog might be past playing and being pestered all the time, or might have health issues that make them grumpy. Yes, people say a new puppy will keep your old dog young, but there are no guarantees. So what can you do about it? The biggest thing is to prepare in advance. Have a good think about why you're adding to the fur family and whether it's a valid reason. Is just being sad or missing a pet that's passed enough? Are you trying to fill the void rather than deal with the grief? Do you know for a fact that your existing pet wants company? Or do you just have everything crossed? Is your existing animal ready and willing? Are they healthy and capable of interacting with a younger animal, if that's what you're getting? You can try asking them, or at the very least telling them. Give them some advance warning of what's going to happen, why, and how it affects them. And here's how an animal communicator might be able to aid your decision making. We can ask your existing animals up front whether they'd like a companion or another family member. If the answer is no, we can also ask why and whether there's anything you or I can do about it. If the decision's already made, we can explain things to the existing horses or fur family, including why, how it will affect them, and what's expected of them. Bringing a new energy into the home or paddock can disrupt the existing energetic balance. Once the new family member arrives, it can be highly beneficial to rebalance the energy fields of each animal and then balance their collective energy. After the fact, if the fur really is flying, we can have a chat to the parties involved and see what's required to settle things down. So let me know in the comments what your experiences have been. And if you'd like to book an animal communication session or a herd rebalance, get in touch. And you might like to have a read of my free ebook, The Insider's Guide to Animal Communication, to learn other ways to better understand and communicate with your own animals. The link's at the bottom of the blog. Till next time, keep connecting with your animals.